Pickaxe.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on the path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello everyone, welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes with me, Tom, playing Kelek Ad-Kalar, the bard slash cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
We're sponsored by D&D Beyond. Use the code WARMPLATES to get 25% off the Legendary Bundle. We're also sponsored by Displate. Use the code HIGHROLLERS15 to get 15% off your order. Also, we're revealing some of our favourite Displates every Sunday, and at the end of the month, we're giving them away to anyone watching us live on twitch.tv/HIGHROLLERSD&D. So, tune in live to win yourself some fantastic art, and check out both sponsors with the links in the episode description. Also, sorry, couple more announcements. We are doing 2 live shows in the near future. If you're heading to TwitchCon on the 13th and 14th of April, then you'll probably see us wandering around. We're doing a live show on the 13th at 3:30 p.m. on the Glitch Theatre stage. We are also going to be heading to the first ever YogCon in Bristol on August 3rd and 4th. There's live shows and signings and all of that good stuff, and we're also going to be doing a private game for the 10 High Rollers VIP ticket holders. Head to yogscast.com/YogCon for more information. Anyway, on to the episode. In the small town of Stenhill, the party are getting a much-needed rest and gathering some vital information.
Welcome back. We left the party as they are currently in the Temple of Kalara, a small stone building, hundreds of lanterns decked against the wall, each with a golden candle glow. As Quill is sleeping, finally being given something for his pain and his broken ribs.
He knocked out.
And the party meets with a dwarven priestess, a female dwarven priestess, dressed all in black, with cool goth makeup and cool axes, looking like a badass.
Best teenage life.
Yeah, she. So Scaldi, you don't know. It's just like, yes, there may be something that you can help me with, and in return, I'd be happy to help your friends for no charge. But it's your decision, of course. My name is Scaldi Ravenscar. I'm the priestess of Kalara here. Who are you? I know this one, Oriya.
I've heard
your name spoken of around before.
It's good to finally meet you.
Luckily, we've never had the need to meet, I suppose.
No.
What about the rest of you?
Lucius Viren Elowin Elenastro. Pleasure to meet you.
Pleasure?
Ayla.
Ayla?
Oh, he's Quill. I'm Nova, hi.
And she points to Sentry's body. And this one was?
Sentry.
Sentry.
Is.
Is. My apologies. It's harder for me to... Normally when bodies are brought to me, it's because people are saying goodbye. It's rare that people have the opportunity to bring their loved ones back. There's a few things you should know about bringing your friend back, if that's something you're seeking to do. The first is there are no guarantees that magic will work in the same way on the Guardians. Like you said, that they heal the same as us, but with the matters of the soul, it's different. We all have our own souls, and when we die, Kalara descends from beyond the cradle. She guides us past the wards of her mother into the promised afterlife. And the Guardians don't have this. We don't know what happens to them when they die. We only know that they go quiet or they become creatures, dangerous. So I'm not sure what will happen. But if our magic works the same way to heal them, well, then I reason to believe that magic will work in bringing them back in the same way. But that is only a guess. I cannot make you any assurances. Neither will Shepard. The other thing you should know is the Shepherd's magic. He's not a priest. He's of an ancient sect of magicians called Druids. And their belief in nature is the circle of life. What has died can never really truly be returned to what it was. New life can be created. Now, what I understand of his magic, I've only heard of him performing this miracle once before, but it consumes the body and builds a new one. But there are no guarantees that that body is of the same race as the one before it.
Oh.
Not something you should consider on whether your friend Sentry would want. There are other legends on Mirrorskir of powerful places or powerful things, but the only one I can give you any assurances that will definitely work and will come with very few costs is the Shepherd's Way. Reincarnation is the name of the spell, and it is a difficult one to accept. It is not like the priests of Kalar or Siaskar. Unfortunately, I am not strong enough. There are very few who are powerful enough to return the dead to life. But I can make things a few things easier. Would you like to speak to her? I can allow you to ask her up to 5 questions.
I think, yes. We need her input on this.
Of course. This is often very good.
You'll agree?
Would you like to wait for your friend to be...
Yes, yes. Will would want to come up with a question or two.
Mm, that's very well. We can wait. I have no... You do not seem to be... You seem to be a good sort. Clearly you care for your friends here, so I trust... I'm happy to leave him here and make sure that he is rested. You're a friend, and she gestures to Sentry, is more than welcome to stay within these halls. This place is sanctified. And she cannot be turned or raised as undead here.
That would be lovely, thank you.
Of course. It will take a few hours for your friend to get some much-needed sleep, and it seems that some of you need it as well.
Mm.
And when you wish to come back, I'm happy to talk about what you can help me with in exchange for my assistance. Unless you want to discuss that now, but again, I appreciate if that's something you need to think about.
I think we'll all have clearer heads with a bit of rest.
Of course, of course. Well, I'll keep your friend here, and when he's better, when he's rested... I won't complete the ritual just yet to heal his bones. Let's talk about whether you want to pay or whether you want to help me first. I just want to make that as an offer to you.
Again, I think... Sorry, Quill would want some input on that too.
Yes, of course.
Can I stay here with Quill and Sentry?
Do you have something to sleep on, little one?
I can just sleep on the floor.
No, you can't. It's a horrid floor, my dear, and it's very cold.
Do we not buy bedrolls for everybody?
Yeah, you're carrying most
of them. I have a bedroll.
Yeah, well, I'll see if I have some spare blankets as well. But yes, of course you can stay here.
Thank you.
I think Quill would want me in a very plush bed.
Well, the Traveler Inn is an eclectic place, if nothing else, but it's a good one to visit.
I'm going to give Ayla 10 gold for in expenses.
Yes, keep forgetting about money.
Yeah, I'm gonna like count out 10 gold, go to Lucius, and then just see, nah, Ayla. This is for the inn.
Okay.
Ryer, would you mind taking them over?
Well, still no.
Storm's getting quite bad, so take it easy.
Let's go get a drink or something nice and get our heads down for rest.
Good idea.
All right. Well, I'm going to continue doing some work here, but she gestures to the room that Quill's in. You're more than welcome.
Okay. When did you wake up?
Oh, I rarely sleep. It's the duty of mine to always be here in case somebody needs assistance, so I rarely sleep.
It's very honorable of you.
It's just it's part of the priesthood.
Blimey. I guess that's why you wear the makeup. Covers the bags under the eyes.
It certainly helps.
Enhances it, if anything. Anyway, I'll be off. I'm very sleep deprived.
It's just gestures. So yeah, you guys want to head, Ayla, Lucius, and Araya, you guys going to head over to the inn?
Yes, please.
Okay. As you step outside, the wind is howling and you're kind of, again, fighting against it as this wind whips against your skin, against your clothes, threatening to pull you over into the floodwaters below. And you can now hear the thunder getting closer and closer as the loud rumbles overhead. The inn itself, as you reach to the other side, it's built into a hill, so it actually kind of goes down and then into underneath the earth itself. There is a single sign. It's not hanging. It's actually built into like the stone wall of the building itself. It just depicts a hooded figure with a walking stick on a road, and it just says the Traveler.
To the point, isn't it?
When you open the doors, you're hit by the scent of slightly damp earth and wood smoke. And you kind of get this like very homely smell as you step in.
Is it peat?
It is technically peat. But no, there is actually, no, this guy would have wood smoke. He would actually have cut down logs. So it's not peat, actually. But when you step inside, you are confronted by something you didn't expect. Every piece of furniture in this inn is completely different. It's all unique chairs, all unique tables. The walls are covered in curiosities, giant tusks, weird hollowed out gourds. You can see paintings, all of different skill levels, some which look like they are children's drawings, some that are beautiful artworks that Lucius, you probably recognize as being from Sky Cities. And they all depict the same well-dressed tiefling man. In some of them, he has two horns. One of them, he has a broken horn, and just one broken horn, and a thin goatee, very elaborate outfits. And he's all the same man, and these paintings are everywhere, interspliced. Some of the chairs are cushioned. Some of them are rickety wooden chairs. Some of them are rocking chairs, like, against tables. They look very awkward. All the tables are different. It's all completely, you know, different. As you kind of step in, there is a little ding, ding, ding from a bell, which is kind of battered and broken, but it kind of makes a noise. Kind of popping up from as if he was being crouched down behind the bar, literally popping up, you see this wild-eyed, very kind of gaunt, thin cheeks, pointed beard, red skin, like pure deep red body, one broken horn, one curved back, tail kind of swiping behind him, is this very well-dressed tiefling man. His shirt is a patterned blue, green, silver. He has a pair of extremely tight leather trousers with slits down the side with like crisscrosses, but also thigh-high boots. And he's got like big puffy sleeves on the shirt, and he looks up, and he's just like, almost like wild-eyed. He's like, "Oh, hello, welcome, welcome to the Traveler. Hello, come in, come in. How can I help? Looking for a drink? I have some of the finest drinks in all of Arois here."
What a quirky place.
Quirky is quite the word indeed, my very handsome fellow. Now I'm going to guess. Now go on, speak a bit more for me, please.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Lucius. Virion Elenastho.
Well, that's a bit too much of a clue. Obviously you're from Gusthaven.
Oh.
From the Elenastho family.
I can't believe it. You're this the
finally
first.
Finally happened.
Now that's obviously a wild elf. From Voxar, you're not from Merskir. You don't have the complexion or the hair colour. I can't place you, what a curiosity.
Ah, oh, darn it. Ah, it's a mystery.
You are quite the mystery, my dear.
Thanks.
I suppose it is quite a compliment, actually. This one I know, of course, Orion. This is Veskin, you know him.
Veskin, my friend!
Oh, well, always a pleasure to see you, my dear.
It's lovely
always
a pleasure. To be back.
I hope perhaps you'll have some more stories of some more beasties you've been killing off in the swamp.
These lot have got a good story for you.
Oh, well, I do love a good story. Well, come in. What can I get you? Drink? Food? Rooms?
Definitely rooms.
Excellent, yes.
And maybe food in the morning.
Oh, well, absolutely, of course. Breakfast is an important part of any journey. Well, for the rooms, I'll be straight with you. I charge a premium. It's 4 gold.
We have, how much?
I'm not
here. From Nova?
We don't have that much.
That's a shame.
We can pay tomorrow. half the rooms.
How... Well. Is that one room? How many beds in one room? Have you got any sort of twin rooms?
Well, it's one. They're single beds. Normally we accommodate travellers here, but you could... Somebody could sleep on the floor if you want.
If anyone's got 2 gold.
How much more do you need? I'll foot the extra, don't worry.
2 gold.
2 gold.
Because there's 3 of us, right?
That's fine.
Can we do a deal for 3? 3 rooms?
He looks. All right, but you have to tell me more about the Ormus mystery. I'm very curious. It's very rare that I come to a place where someone's from. So I'll do you a deal.
Fine.
There we go.
The deal?
Well, the deal is you tell me a story and I'll charge you, what was it? You needed 2 gold? I'll take 2 gold off. How about that? Seems a very fair deal to me.
Sounds very fair.
Very generous.
So for 3 rooms...
And I'll tell you what, I'll throw in a free drink.
There we go, very generous of you.
3 rooms, 10 gold.
If we could do it for 8, then I'd definitely be interested.
I like this one is very good.
We're on a budget here.
You might be on a budget, girl, but who do you think I am? What, you think I'm some backwater trader from, I don't know, Savona or somewhere? Please. I've been around. You've got the 10 gold. Rooms? I'm the only inn in town. I've got a monopoly, my dear.
Actually, we do have another sap, so...
Well, then by all means, you're welcome to go to it. Come on, 10 gold, a story, and a free drink. For 3 rooms? Bargain.
I love this guy so much.
You've got Moxie.
I do appreciate the Moxie. I do like the Moxie.
It's very full of Moxie.
I do like it, I must admit. 9 and I shake him.
9. So the story.
Shake now.
I don't like touching other people.
Verbal agreement, deal done.
Great.
9 gold.
Story.
You can tell me that later.
Great, even better.
Do that tonight. Best time for stories is late at night, drink in hand, full belly, and a roaring fire.
Yes.
Takes his gold. Right, well, he fishes. He's like, now, where did I put those keys? Monkey skull, no.
Premium.
Ceramic burial urn, yes. Takes out 3 keys. 1, 2, 3.
Thank you very much.
I'm checking it for dust or anything like that.
I mean, it's dusty, but it's fine.
It's not ashes, is it?
No. No, it's not ashes. Now, in terms of drink, I've got things from all across the Aromas here. I've got some Amixian cream brandy, some Aleson fruit liqueur, Gold Harvest beer from Savona, Merskier's best Peronish with Cassimage, berries infused into it, cloud wine from the Sky Cities.
You don't.
And even some fire stream from Vortensar, the Ganassi's drink.
Hey, dude, you chose to stay with Quill.
I chose to be guilty and miserable and sit watching your stupid body.
Sounds like you, Kim.
Well, we should definitely reserve that Ganassi wine.
All right.
For when Nova gets back.
I'm assuming you'll be staying tonight, so there's plenty of time. It's not even 10.
Yes, we'll be absolutely...
A bit late for me to be drinking. Cloud wine?
Yes.
Cloud wine? Beer?
Sure.
Sure?
The brandy, please.
Oh, yes, of course, the Amixian cream brandy. Mm. I've heard it comes from a sacred goat milked only 3 times a year.
It's 3 times a year.
Apparently so. That's what the stories say. Anyway, so, Veskin... let me introduce myself formally. Veskin Dexit Galloway, at your service.
It's a very sublime name.
Well, what a compliment coming from such a sublime man.
Well.
He strokes his little...
Lucius blushes.
Oh, come, sit.
You don't actually have cloud wine, do you?
Yes, no, I absolutely do, yes. I've been to Gusthaven, Horizon. I've been to the Iron Citadel. I've been to places all across Eros. And he brings over a crystal decanter engraved with, you know, Ethereum... traces of Ethereum drizzled around it, with the bubbling kind of purplish red cloud wine, and he pours you out a small glass, but a glass.
I can't believe it.
Puts it back up on his top shelf.
This is so naughty.
Slides it over.
Daddy never lets me drink this.
It's good stuff.
I'm concerned that you're now drinking it. What's going to happen?
Oh, I'm not really affected by it, to be honest.
why worry about tomorrow when you can enjoy today?
Because we have to be the ones who suffer through.
You do. That's very true, actually. That's very true.
I might leave him here, though.
Ooh, he can stay in his room. But anyway, enjoy.
Enjoy!
Enjoy, sir.
Do elves get affected by alcohol?
I mean, yeah, but it's up to you. I think, like, we're not, I'm not gonna say, like, oh, elves can't take their drink because it's, like, Tolkien. No, I'm just gonna...
Would Lucius get affected,
yeah,
given that his dad didn't let him?
Yeah, I think so. I think, like... But then, what's your constitution?
It is... 13.
13. I think you can have a normal amount of drink. Even though you're a lightweight, you can still... You're not gonna get drunk on one glass of wine, I don't think. It's up to you, though. You can play it that way.
A little buzzy.
I mean, Sentry, I think Sentry got drunk on one glass because she's a guardian and it processes weird.
And she's never had it before.
Yeah.
That was the cutest
thing. Just slides it over. It tastes incredible. It's a reminder of the floral scents. It's got that airy breeziness to it that everything from the Sky Cities has. It's a taste of home.
I will close my eyes and sit back in a random rocking chair and just...
Yeah.
Fantasize drift away. About Gusthaven.
Yeah, drift away. He slides over a kind of shorter glass with a thick, viscous, creamy brandy towards Araya. Mm. And then for you, he brings out a Suvonen golden beer, basically, poured into a cold glass, which he actually chills himself. He holds the glass, traces a finger down it, and you see it chills, and then he... Never have a beer warm. So, what brings you to old Stenhill in Myrskir? Oh, that's a place I didn't expect myself to be ended up, let alone, what, a high elf, a wild elf being... I'm assuming you're their guide, Orion.
Oh, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like you don't want to be here at all.
Well, I chose to be here. I chose to buy the place, didn't I? No, I like it, really. It's a bit dreary, though, isn't it? With the storms and the rain and all sorts. So. But it's you meet some interesting people. I like the attitude of the Myrskirans.
Yeah, a lot of travellers.
Not a lot, actually, no. Terrible for business, but very good for having peace and quiet.
Interesting.
And meeting excellent people, fine gentlemen. He glances over at Lucius when he says
he's
that.
He's got his eyes closed.
Yeah.
I'm just completely in
my head. You probably see Veskin kind of like twirl his beard and he's kind of like appraising Lucius, like, yes. Very fine gentleman.
He's a rained on man.
Yeah.
Yeah, does Lucius just look completely like a drone rat right now? Or is he still?
He does, but he still has that like high elf, high charisma. You know, his hair is wet, but he still stands out radiant compared to many other people.
Radiant.
Yeah. Like a L'Oreal advert.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
There's wind coming from somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At all times.
Well, I can leave you to your drinks if you prefer. I'll be back for that story tonight, however.
It's a really good one. You don't want to miss it.
Good. I expect not to. Well, I'll leave you to it. If you need anything, call the old Veskin. You can call me Ves if you prefer.
Perfect. Right. Thank you.
And he gives like a little... And then he just leaves. Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Lenasto.
Oh, a title.
What time is it?
It's like 10:30.
PM?
No, AM.
Okay, yeah,
you guys travelled through the night, arrived here, and it's like the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, it was when you were saying it was 10 and it's too late to drink, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, no, it's 10 AM.
Yeah.
Quill.
Uh-huh.
You drift off.
Oh,
into blissful sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And you look and see there is nothing but clouds. It's just clouds all around you, as if you're in dense mist, but you know it's not. You know it's in the sky. And you feel that familiar kind of sense, that presence. But there is no body this time. There is just a presence, an energy, and a voice. Well, things definitely got a bit out of hand, didn't they?
I mean, you could say that, yes.
Indeed.
And you're saying you didn't see the signs, the fire?
No, the fire, that I never saw anything that you described, the vision you said you had. But as soon as you entered the abbey, I could tell the archway was there. But I have no way of talking to you outside of these dreams.
I could feel you behind me at the portal.
Yes, well, as soon as I sensed his presence, I knew I had to stand beside you. I can't believe he's here. I never could have seen this. With all my knowledge, all of my gifts, my magic, to think she was his daughter all along. I felt something of mother in her, but I sensed that in so many of her children that I thought it to be normal. I'm sorry, Quill. Do you have any questions?
Well, you asked me to ask the right ones.
I did.
He said I didn't know anything about the gods, or I didn't know what I thought I knew about the gods. What does that mean?
I don't know. I assume that it's an attempt to dissuade you. But the truth is I don't know much about Kallus. Mother never spoke of him before he came to Erois. When he said that they loved each other, I'd always had my suspicions. I can read her better than the other children. She gave me her curiosity, her knowledge, her gift of learning. So I picked up on things, but she never spoke of it, so I never asked. But I never knew him. The only way I've ever known Kallus Starbane is as a tyrant who came to Erois to enslave its people. And I want you to understand, Quillic Ad-Kalar, no matter what he said, no matter how kindly he treated Valor, I promise you, that is what he came to Erois to do. To enslave its people, to join his empire. And he did not do it kindly. I was there fighting his demons, his devils that he created, his experiments, his soldiers that he has bred for nothing but war. And I fought them. Well, I am as confused as you are in some regards.
Well, maybe you can answer this one at least.
I will try.
Why have you plagued this land with storms?
And this comes to the crux of the matter. It is not intentional. It is a consequence of something that happened during the war, and something that I no longer have the power to stop. I told you before, I think, that with my mother's death, our power to manifest in the physical world is limited now. We can speak to our chosen, we call them. People like you that have inherited our gifts.
Okay.
Thank
you.
The storms you see on Voxar in Myrskir, they are the byproduct of... And you hear the voice quaver for a moment, like, this is painful. An old friend who fell during the war. Near the end, during the Sundering. They were my first chosen and the closest ally I've ever had. The Tempest Dragon was the name that they were given. They fell into the mountains, the current Valley of Storms. They died there, but their presence, the Court of Shadows learned that they were there. They sent an army. We tried to stop them, but they broke through, and Kallus's lieutenant, the commander of his forces, Zarkira, she's done something to them. They're in a dream, a nightmare, and in that nightmare, their powers are running wild, and that creates the storms.
So, could they be stopped?
They can, Quill. And in fact, I think that that is something you and your companions may need to one day do. There is something we need to discuss, my chosen. You are the only ones that currently know of Starbane's return. I have informed the other gods, although I have kept your part in it out of it. They know that he has returned, and he is gaining strength. They are already amassing their chosen, warning them. But it won't be long before he begins to take control of Savona. And without us to stop him, it will accelerate quickly.
All of Savona?
It won't take him long. With his power is great, Quillic. He is still a mortal man. Ageless, powerful, but mortal. but he knows tactics, he knows war, and he won't stop.
Even with Vala by his side?
I don't think so. Not the way that I saw him before. We can only hope, but we must prepare for the worst. Now, the fate of Erois rests not in our hands, but in mortals. You need to gather power. You need to gather allies, find relics, technology, anything you can to make yourself strong enough. Where the Storm Dragon, where the Tempest Dragon fell, there is a temple. In there is a powerful relic just for you. One that you will be able to wield as my chosen. If you can stop the storms, the relic is yours, and with it, incredible power.
And that's in?
The valley, where you lost your wing. The furthest edge, near the storm wall.
Okay.
It will be a long and arduous journey, and your other allies, your companions, the Ganassi, the Wild Elf, the High Elf, the Guardian, if you can return her.
Mm-hmm.
All of them will need to find their own sources of power. You will also need to build allegiances, alliances, find allies. Make sure that this world is ready to fight. You won't be alone. Other Chosen will be doing the same. But this is my task to you.
Well, it's a small one at least.
I get this is a lot to put on you right now, but I don't often get to choose when I get to speak with you, so now is the best time. Take your time. This is not a task to be undertaken lightly. It will be a great test. There are other things you need to do. I know that Sentry is important to you.
That's my priority.
Just don't forget, he is there, and he is building his power. We can hope that Vala will soften him, that she will perhaps change him, but I fear the opposite may be true, that his influence will change her, and she has a great potential for power.
Mm. I've seen what she can do.
Well. Is there anything else you wish to know? Anything I can help you with?
Where do I go next? I want to bring back my friends. I want to gather some allies. I need to get some powerful relics. I need to stop a big, bad, evil, purple guy.
You've already answered that, Quill. Sentry is your priority. And trust your heart.
My heart's saying not to go anywhere near the Valley of Storms.
Well, that is your choice. I cannot make you go there.
Sounds like the wrong one.
Again, I cannot give you all the answers. Some things you must figure out for yourself. But I will be with you. My power will be with you. But do not neglect your studies, the things you learnt with the Messengers Guild. That knowledge, that information will become useful to you over time. This is all I have. You'll be waking soon.
Well, I still trust you, Hesper.
Please know, no matter what Starbane, no matter what Kallus says, I am your guy, I am your ally. I always will be. Siaska created us from herself to protect Erois. That is all we want to do.
Hmm. I feel like I owe you too much sometimes.
No. No, you don't. We owe you so much more. And then the clouds part and your consciousness drifts awake.
Never? Are you asleep?
I probably am at this point. It's just a small room, isn't it?
It's a small room. If you kind of laid down and got some rest, yeah. Basically, what's it say? It's a long rest for you too. So your exhaustion goes.
Oh, good.
You've slept 8 hours pretty much solid because you were knackered. Maybe less than that, but with sitting around and talking, we'll make it 8 hours, so.
Hmm. No, Nova? Nova. Nova! Nova!
What?
Hello?
I just stood up. What's wrong? Is something wrong? Do you need something?
No, I'm I feel, well, I'm starting to feel the pain in my ribs again, and many other things, actually. What time is it? Where are we? When is this?
We're still at the Temple of Kalara.
Right.
The others have gone to the inn, and I thought I'd stay behind so you didn't wake up alone. That was just my neck cracking, don't worry about that.
Okay. I mean, she might need be able to check on that.
the priestess, Scaldi, she hasn't done the thing yet on your ribs.
Okay, good. I was going to say she's pretty bad if she has.
she wanted to ask, there may be a way for us to talk to Sentry, and the others wanted you to be awake for it.
When?
I guess when we gather everyone.
Can we gather everyone?
Yeah.
Yes.
I don't think I want to be around when they do that.
When we talk to Sent, why?
I don't think I should be there. She probably doesn't want to talk to me.
Why wouldn't she?
Because she died standing over my body trying to save me.
That's not the case at all. She died protecting all of us. She's a guardian.
She came over to the doorway because I got knocked unconscious by two bad guys.
What was she to do?
Could have gone elsewhere. She could have protected you. She could have gone the opposite direction, but no, she came for me. Huh?
But she's a guard. That's what I'm saying. She's a guard. She protected you. That's what she does.
I was already unconscious because I was an idiot because I thought I'd go off, look through the door on my own, stand there while two people came to me. What an idiot.
But she didn't die.
Tactically stupid.
She didn't die protecting you. You lived because she was protecting you. Do you see what I mean?
I should have died.
No.
I should have been the one to die. Yeah. I'm not going to be there when you talk to her, okay? I'm going to go get the others. Bye.
Right.
Does Nova just leave? No, Nova just gets up, opens the door, and leaves.
I wouldn't even be able to chase after even if I wanted to. Okay.
You watch Scaldi, her like dark circled eyes, just kind of watches Nova leave, and then she pokes her head into the door, looks at you. Strange. Is your friend okay?
Apparently not. It's everything that happened before. It's hitting us all in different ways.
Death happens. Death does that. People deal with it in different ways. Some people blame themselves. Some people just don't think about it. Some people get caught up trying to fix what they can't change.
And some people try to hold on to hope.
Yes. Often the best people.
I take that as a compliment, thank you.
She nods. Are you feeling... You've slept, so you feel a bit more refreshed?
Well, I'm more awake.
You were very tired, and the ritual to mend your bones can be... exhausting. I felt it better that you were rested before we attempted. There's something I need to talk to you and all of your allies about.
Okay, well, Nova is gathering everyone, I think.
Good.
Do you need any money for...
We'll talk about that.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. Now, you should eat something. I have some loops bread.
I think I had that before, I can't remember.
It's like a little bread and there's like a little kind of like couple of like crayfish looking things.
Thank you very much.
She puts that down. No problem. Nova, do you head over to the inn?
Yes.
So you see the same thing they do before you move into the room. And as you enter, you kind of see the others kind of in this downstairs room where I assume you guys have just been kind of relaxing, like rather than sleeping. You can still take it as a long rest because you're not taking any activity. So if you want to, you can take a long rest of just sitting around, not doing that much. But as Nova enters, you hear the little kind of scrapey ding, ding, ding of the bell. And you kind of hear very fast footsteps coming down, like coming up. Like, and then kind of bursting through a door, like, ah, hello! And you see this tiefling man, crazy outfit,
kind of step forward. The one thing you didn't notice, because he was talking to you guys from behind the bar, is that he has these tight leather trousers and these boots, but he also has a massive cod piece. Like, he has a coppery cod piece as part of his outfit, like a kind of plated, kind of, you know, round cod piece. And he kind of walks over. He's like, ah, welcome to the Traveler, my dear Ganassi. Vordensar, obviously. Air, I'm guessing. You're not sweating enough to be a water Ganassi.
Yeah, that's how that works. Have you seen, them? Hi.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Nova.
I'm guessing this is a friend of yours.
Ayla's probably, like, slumped asleep with her boots on the floor, just, like...
She's the one that needs the Ganassi drink.
Ooh, fire steam.
Huh? Fire steam.
Fire stream.
Oh, no, I don't drink, sorry. Guys.
Oh.
Like, I think, yeah, she would just be really confused by this guy. Like, I think almost when he pops up, like when she entered.
You know,
she...
like the really typical, like when they draw like Satan as a cartoon,
yeah,
has that like, pointy that kind of beard. Lucifer, that's yeah. what he has. He has like a Lucifer beard. And he's got a tail and a broken horn.
Oh my gosh.
And he's got like dark hair. And he's like, oh.
I think even like when she came in and he went, ah, she would have been like, ugh, like just straight away.
Ah, he just seemed, that excites him. He's like, oh.
Quill's awake.
He's awake, is he okay?
Yeah, whinging.
He's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
The priestess would like us to go high, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're more than welcome to come, Oriya. We will be speaking to Sentry. So you get to say hi.
Oh, I'd love to say hello. Yes, yes, let's go.
Great. Just don't say anything in a question, because that would take one of our questions away.
Okay.
I'll
let you guys do the talking. I'll be shh.
Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
No problem.
Right, let's go see Sentry then, I guess.
Vix, he probably wakes you up. Veskin is like, hey, your friends are working without you.
Nah.
Who's awake?
Nah.
It's time to talk to Sentry.
Okay.
Yes. And also fix Quill. I'm sure he's in pain by now.
No. Is he still in pain? Oh. Is he?
He was complaining his ribs still hurt. That's harsh. Of course he's complaining. It sucks. Yeah, his ribs hurt.
Okay. Let's go. Do the things.
Don't forget your boots.
Mm. Thank you.
Bye, Mr. Tiefling. I love your outfit, by the way.
He's like, ah, Veskin Dexit Galloway at your service.
Hi, I'm Nova Coolbeard.
Thank you. What a charming young woman. Mm. All right, off you go. You've got your keys when you need them.
Yes, you do.
And he sits in a very cushioned chair, puts his boots up, his thigh-high boots, on the table, and pulls out a book from like a small pouch, like a tiny, really tiny book. He starts reading it.
A little book of calm.
Yeah. That size book. Yes.
Don't swallow it.
Yep. He's like, go on then, off you go.
Right, no time like the present, let's go.
Yes. So you all return. Mm-hmm.
Is it
the temple?
Stormy, is it past?
It's past now, okay. Yeah. So whilst you guys were sleeping, the storm passed.
Ooh, good idea.
You guys make your way over. You can see that where it's been raining heavily, the water has risen and is now basically lapping against the platforms. So it almost forms like a bridges now. You're kind of like on a lake with bridges. So the water has risen enough. Like a huge amount of water. Just to point out that means that all of the water from the storm has collided in and like risen it up massively.
Wow.
But we can get there without soaking up.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. That's what these stone bridges and pathways and raised platforms are for. So you make your way over there, and you can see that Skaldi is already making some preparations. You can see her lighting some incense, lighting some candles. Welcome back. Your friend is just having some food. Now that you're all here, and she kind of, like, goes into the room and is like, come.
Okay.
I lead you out. Now that you're all gathered, I'd like to make an offer to you all. I'd be happy to use my rituals on your guardian friend to prevent them from decaying. I'm happy to fix your friend's bones and to use a ritual to allow you to speak to your companion, your deceased companion. But I would have a favor to ask in return.
or you can pay gold. It's your decision. There has been some trouble lately. The place called the Night Eyes. It's an old keep from Siaska's domain, back before the Sundering. There's always been stories about specters and spirits.
Oh no.
And I've normally, despite Kalara being very against the undead, the locals, they weren't so bothered. The spirits never caused harm. They never troubled anybody. So I've let them go. But it seems that recently something has changed. They've become aggressive. They've attacked people on the roads. And it's my duty to try and put them to rest, but I don't think I'm going to be strong enough by myself. I need people who are capable. And considering you've arrived with a dead guardian, an Arakokra who has broken limbs, clearly a warrior or two, magicians, I suppose, you seem like the type of people that could help me. It'd be a case of heading into the keep, putting some spirits to rest, and finding whatever's causing them to attack. I suspect a necromancer.
Well, it's not our first time delving into a spooky place and dealing with the undead. That's for sure.
Well, that certainly helps to have some experience. You'll know some of the danger signs to watch out for.
Do you have any experience?
Yes. Like I said, I'm a warrior, and I have some rituals. I can create a blessing of Kalara that will harm undead around me. And I can fight, and she points to the two hatchets at her side. Most of my rituals, the ones that I use for priesthood, I'm not a spellcaster. I know them as detailed rituals, but I do know some magic. I can heal a few wounds. I can summon holy fire.
Is this something that can wait until we've brought back Sentry?
I need your help with it now. The attacks are growing stronger, and you've arrived at the right time. I'd be happy to help mend your friend before we head there. But the other rituals would need to wait.
I appreciate that, but our worry is that our time's going to run out to get Sentry back.
Well, I can use my ritual to prevent her from decaying.
Right.
And how long would that...
Night Eyes is only a day's travel from here.
If I may, we probably need money to ask the shepherd to help us.
I can help there, too. I know the shepherd. I could speak to you on your behalf. Speak to him. Say that you've helped me. And that may go a long way into convincing him to help you. And any relics or treasures you find at the Night Eyes, you're more than welcome to keep. They're old relics from the war. There's some Court of Shadows, some, you know, Siaskan weapons, perhaps, or relics, treasure, if that's something that interests you.
Well, how much longer will your ritual give our friend?
Well, if it works the same as on living people, 10 days. It will extend their... It will suspend their death process for 10 days. And I could cast it again.
That gives us at least 15 days. I mean, we're extending the time.
Now, how long ago did your friend pass?
2 days ago.
That's normally... The limitations on magic to bring anyone back is 10 days. So...
Sorry, I thought it was 7 days for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like Kallus said 7 days, but he didn't. He clearly said 10 days.
I thought so.
It's weird, that. So if you have that, you still have 8 days. And I can cast my spell, which will basically reset it to 10 days. And I'll do it again if I have to.
Okay.
I could really use your help. Or, I understand if you don't want to help, you just want to get on your way. But if that's the case, there is some gold requirements for the mending of the wounds. I need to replenish my supplies, that sort of thing. And also, I'll use it to try and hire some warriors to go with me.
It sounds like it's only beneficial. Our worry is we've had, like Lucius said, run-ins with similar before, and it didn't go too well for us.
I can't make any promises, friend. Like I said, I can't do this alone. Like I said, I understand. It's your decision.
Araya, obviously you're very skilled and talented. Would this be something we could hire you for?
Oh, very much so. I mean, if there's a promise of keeping whatever we find down there, I'll happily take my share of that and...
Yes, you'd be okay with that?
Oh, very much so. Anything to help you guys out. You seem like you're in a bit of a pickle. Anything I can do, I'm happy to help you with.
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Spectres are very dangerous. They sap your life.
Bring it on.
I've had reports. Not all of the spirits are a specter. I know the type of creature you mean. It's taught to many of us. Not all of them are as powerful. Most of them seem weaker, but there are some which are stronger. And whatever is causing them to become aggressive is clearly powerful enough to command a decent number of undead. There may also be more physical, mundane threats along the way. Orion knows that there are bandits and creatures that can attack us as well.
Well, I think the more people from this area, the better, honestly.
You're being very quiet there, Wild One. What do you think? I would hear all of your thoughts first.
As Quill said, we have had run-ins in the past. And we've only just gotten to the point where we can mend you after the last fight.
I think the benefits outweigh the cost. And if we can find... Like, we found powerful things in the last place. If this is a pre-sundering...
It's a ruin, mostly, but there are still a few rooms that have been undisturbed. The spirits keep most people away, so there may still be some treasures there.
If we spend the money now and carry on to the Shepherd, we're going to have to stop at some point to get more money to help the Shepherd, because I doubt he's going to help us for free.
I've seen you fight, even with broken ribs, you were perfectly capable.
Well, I did get grabbed by the clawy thing.
But you still fought it off, even though it was in your mandibles and you had broken ribs.
I had a lot.
It's very impressive.
I think we can. I think we may as well. It's
as long as it's not, as long as we can reset our 10 days.
What I would recommend is we leave your friend here, we go, we come back, then I cast my spell. Because once it's cast, it resets the count to 10 days, and it can't be cast again for another 10 days.
Will she be safe here?
Yes. Absolutely. I will make sure. I will ask the people here to protect this temple. And they will. And she cannot be raised while she's within these walls. It's hallowed. Demonic creatures cannot get inside. It is protected.
And no one around here has any interest in a guardian?
They wouldn't dare defile this temple. I'm the one who puts their ancestors into the swamps. They wouldn't dare touch this place.
I see. What a better place than any.
She'll be safe here.
Well, in that case, shall we...
Yes. Well, if you're agreed to help, then I'm more than happy to help you.
Just out of interest, how much, if we come into this problem and we don't have your generosity, how much would this usually cost?
400 gold, I think, is what I charged last time.
Yeah.
She says around 400 gold.
Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Thank you.
And if any of you suffer any injuries helping me, I will repair those. For free.
That's a very good deal.
It's the least I can do for you helping me.
I can't
promise you that it won't be dangerous, though.
We didn't have an expert last time, so...
There's some I can help you with. My worst fears is that it is a powerful necromancer, but I think that if that was the case, we'd have bigger problems. What? There is a few undead... There's a few creatures there... old war machines of the Court of Shadows. They may be able to have brought those back. There are also many guardians' bodies there. I feared that a more powerful necromancer would be able to use those as well.
Oh.
Okay.
But that does not seem to be the report. It seems to be mainly spirits. Old Starborn Alliance spirits. So, shall we heal your wounds, friend?
Yeah.
I have your word that you'll help me.
Yes.
She nods, and I take you on your oath. And she turns to Quill, and she's like, Sentry's currently on the altar, so she leads you back to the room, lays you down on the bed. She conducts a 10-minute ritual. The ritual itself she turns out all the lights and just has a single lantern with this kind of glowing star. And you don't really remember much of it. You remember a strange sensation, almost like you're in the water or swimming or in the air flying. You can't really tell. And you feel the presence of lights moving all around you. And you feel a warmth spreading across your chest. And over about 10 minutes, the pain eases, vanishes. And she completes the ritual and heals the broken ribs. You're fine.
Yay!
Like,
test it out.
Wriggle back and forth.
Would you like to speak to your friend before we go as well?
Oh, yes.
What do we need to ask?
How many questions did we get again?
I believe 5.
Right.
And as I said, your friend, your bird friend, wasn't awake, but your friends and I spoke of what the shepherd can offer, and I explained the spell that would bring your friend back. It would likely consume her current body and build her a new one. That may not be a guardian. It may be a human, an elf, a tiefling, anything.
And that's the same result even for a guardian?
I don't know, but it's the best guess I can make.
I think that needs to be our first question, is if we were to bring you back and your form were to change to a different race, would you be okay with that, or should we look for alternative means?
I suppose.
I would suggest you phrase your questions as if your friend does not know that they have died.
Oh.
Well.
You could ask if you were to fall in battle, but you could only be brought back as a different creature.
Okay.
That would be acceptable.
So, this sentry we're talking to?
Think of it as an echo of who they were.
Okay.
If I would use this on a living creature like one of us, it would not call your spirit back from beyond the cradle, but it would use the tether that binds you to your earthly remains to send an echo or a whisper of what you once were.
Hmm. Okay.
It will know everything she knew in life, and if she is a trusted friend, you have no reason to disbelieve her. But it is not compulsed to tell you the truth. But it can only answer questions. You cannot speak with them normally. Mm. But it will give you an idea of what they may want. When you normally use this ritual to determine what the deceased wants from their burial or who they want their effects to go to, that sort of thing.
Well, in that case, we could ask her about her goals. She wanted to find Solvin. She wanted to find the Prime, obviously. I mean, we could, instead of saying, do you want to come back and be resurrected? Do you want to do these things?
She'll say yes.
She won't know Starbane is back.
No, but I don't think that's a necessary question. Of course she's going to want to still go and find the Prime. That's not going to change, surely.
Ask her if she was to fall in battle, if she would want to be resurrected.
True.
Because we don't know a guardian's view on that.
Her specifically. Anyone. I think guardians are very individual. Obviously, we saw one that didn't want to come back and others that were wanting to go with Breeze. So I think we need her opinion on that, firstly. So that's one question. If she were to fall in battle and we had the means to bring her back, would you let us?
Carry on speaking. I was going to point out some things.
If she...
What's her favourite colour? I never knew what her favourite colour was.
Definitely
I
green.
Assume green.
Do you think it's green? It's like she's got purple eyes.
Like you've got to try and think. If you can't, it's fine.
If she was to be brought back and as a different race, would she still want to?
Or if you were anything other than a guardian?
What would you be?
Well, we can't guarantee that she's going to be that.
But
I think we need to know if she's okay with anything. More than what that race
is. If you woke up one day and you're a totally different race, how would you react? And you're stuck with it forever. What would you do?
Well, time is pressing. Do you have?
We need a few more questions.
Nova, any ideas?
Oh, no. No.
We could really do with your knowledge.
I've got nothing. You guys have it covered.
I really don't have it covered.
You need not use all the questions if there is nothing else you need to ask.
Something might come up when you talk to her and you want to ask more. So.
I wonder if she knows anything about star power, like this thing that we got from Callus. Like, if we showed her something.
So when you say that, Scaldi's face kind of is like, what do you mean? What?
Callus?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Oh, it's like I'm cursing that this dreaded Callus thing that we got.
Mm.
Make a deception check.
These calloused ribs.
For sake.
It's because Mark is also just half listening and is like, sorry, what? So
well. Oh. 5.
Okay. There's definitely, there is a pause, but she doesn't say anything, but there is a, Scaldi will remember that.
Because
mm-hmm. She doesn't know entirely what it means. Like, she has no way of knowing what that means, but it's kind of a curious thing to hear. And, yeah.
Well, we're just about to go on an adventure together, so maybe we'll all find some home truths out about each other.
Yeah.
Road trip!
Yeah, she just
waits. This callous thing. Oh.
Quill, I think you should be the one to talk to Sentry.
Can we all talk to her?
Anyone can ask the questions.
I think it would be best coming from you. You've known her longer.
I also phrase questions horribly.
That's true. He does. Every time.
I make anyone suspicious of us.
It's easy to overthink these things. You have an idea of what you want to ask.
Yes.
And the spirit will understand the basic premise. My advice to not let them know that they are dead is simply because they don't know that they are dead. And it can confuse the spirit a little.
Okay.
I'm going to cast the ritual. And she just starts conjuring.
I'm gonna see you back at the inn. Bye. And I'm just gonna. Like, I'm not even gonna wait. I'm leaving.
Never.
I'm out.
Okay. Yeah. If you don't stop, like, she can't stop you. So unless these guys do, I ain't doing nothing.
But there's a ritual.
I literally run it. I'm just running out the doors.
Scaldi takes up a candle. She breathes, and the air kind of takes the flame. It turns into a purple color and then it flows into Sentry's mouth. And there is a flicker of power or something in her core, in her eyes. And for a minute, there is something very strange happens before you answer any questions. A deep male voice comes out of Sentry's body. If the Sentry unit has fallen in battle, it must be restored. Bring it to me. Find the Prime.
Oh. Okay.
Let me write that down.
Ooh.
It's a bit of confirmation there.
Does that happen with everyone?
Well, it doesn't, because I'm just letting Ayla write notes, because it doesn't stop. It like takes a moment and then it's about to say something else. I'm just letting
Ayla
write notes.
It must be restored.
Find the Prime.
Find
the Prime. Find the Prime. Find the Prime.
Find the Prime. Yep.
So there's a brief pause. The Sentry unit is one of a kind. Bring it to the City of Glass. My messengers will guide the way.
Messengers.
Messengers.
Oh. The City of Glass. Mm-hmm.
My messengers will show the way.
It's kind of like when you get a dog chipped.
Maybe.
If lost.
Then after the male voice finishes, this time there is another kind of flicker of energy, and it's dimmed, very dim and faded. But yeah, I guess like Sentry would say something like, who's there? Like, you feel like a presence. Like, you can't see, you don't know what's going on, you can't see, but you can sense that there are people around you.
I just feel like, hello? Anyone there?
It's Quill and Lucius and Ayla.
Hello, Sentry.
Oh, hi.
We're all here.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Oh, peachy.
Skald is like, the time is limited.
We have a few questions for you, if that's okay, Sentry.
Sure.
Technically, that's one question.
How are you today?
Don't!
Two questions.
I'm good.
Scaldy's holding up her fingers, and she's looking at Lucius like...
Quill?
If you were to fall in battle, would you want to be brought back?
If I couldn't complete my purpose before I'd fell, then it would be very beneficial for me to come back. I'd like to finish what I started. That would be nice.
Yep.
What if you suddenly became something completely different? You weren't a guardian anymore, maybe a wild elf or a high elf or anything else. Would that affect your mission?
Not at all.
What's your favourite colour?
Oh, you...
Chris Trot.
I quite like green.
And then with that, told
you.
With that, I quite like green. You just and the flame.
So good to hear a voicing. Was that all the questions?
That was every question.
You asked three really dumb questions, Lucius.
Well,
three.
I don't know.
I thought it was purple.
We know she's okay.
Yeah, that's it.
I think we got what we needed to hear, right? She wants to continue her mission. Doesn't matter what she is, she still wants to find the prime.
She's a guardian through and through.
What did that message mean?
Find the prime. Well,
who are? I know what you did.
You can't stop that.
No,
though.
I know.
Come on.
No, not that. It was more that I think Nova would have loved to have heard that voice. Like she would have been like, "What the fuck?"
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well.
My messengers will show the way.
That wasn't Sentry's voice, was it?
No. Have you heard
the message before? You heard the find the prime before?
I've
was
seen
it, the
it
same?
Before.
Was it the same?
Different voice.
Different voice?
Yeah. The other, when you saw it before, you saw this golden guardian with luminous wings that descended down, and it had a more feminine voice. This was deep, resonating.
Yeah, it was a very different voice. Unnerving, this one, to be honest.
It said it must be restored if the sentry unit... So
it can be restored.
So clearly there is a very important purpose that sentry had.
One of a kind. We knew it. Sentry is very special.
Yes. Well, it
and
also...
her favorite color is green. Thank you, Lucius.
It's very important.
And she's okay.
I think...
We know that much.
Yes.
Well, that's very interesting, I must say. Really strange.
But they said the City of Glass?
Do we... We've heard that before.
Yes, when I found Sentry, there was a scroll case that led to... Well, told me to go find a place called the City of Glass.
Is there a map on it?
Is there a map? Anything?
No, it's just some scribblings. But
it looked like, when you found it, it was like a scroll case, but it looked like it was part of like an old... like report or a religious scripture or something like that, the way it reads. And it was just near Sentry's body.
Mm-hmm.
Would Arira have heard of it?
City of Glass. Depends where, I guess like we mainly talked about, you were mainly traveling around the Hawkstorm Archipelago,
yeah.
Weren't you? Why don't you make a history check for me?
Cool.
D20.
Oh, 8.
It's not ringing any bells.
No.
But it's something that maybe like, it's something that if people, kind of old ruins like that, orcs would might know. Like orc fleet masters or treasure hunters, like they keep very detailed maps of the hidden places of the world.
Cool.
Where the Messenger's Guild tracks like cities and ports and trade outposts, the orcs are like, we know where all the best treasure is.
Yeah.
So if it's a hidden place, they'd probably know better.
Here's a alternative thought to the shepherd situation. Obviously, we want to speak to Nova about this as well, but if we can preserve Sentry for a while, I think the best way to recover Sentry to the way she was is to get her recovered from this City of Glass.
Well, we'd need to find exactly where it is. It could be anywhere, anywhere in Eros, not even on this continent.
That's true.
Then I imagine that's the best way to get Sentry back as Sentry.
Is it maybe somewhere in Solven?
Solven could be the City of Glass.
It could be, but that doesn't exist anymore.
Well,
that we know of.
This is all a little beyond me. I'm afraid that a lot of this stuff is lost. The only thing I'll say is remember that that is an echo of your friend. It is not their... it's like a memory of them.
Well, I don't think...
I don't think that voice that came before it was.
That certainly wasn't. That was something I've never seen, but then I don't tend to do a lot of this with Guardians. Mm.
Well, we know what we need to do. At least with Sentry, she wants to come back. She wants to finish the mission.
Yes, but do we try and get her back to the Prime, or do we go to the Shepherd?
We don't know where the Prime is.
Is there anywhere...
Sentry doesn't even know where the Prime is. Nobody does.
Is there anywhere nearby we could find a library?
A library, cartographer,
anything like that?
The cartographers, you would know the best place for that. And she gestures, she points out of a window to this huge mountain range off in the far distance.
Stormy.
And the birdmen of the Stormwall have the best maps, and they are the best travelers. If anybody were to know of places like that, it'd be them. Katavag has ancient libraries. We don't tend to keep a lot of books out here in Mirskir, but Katavag is well protected, and the druids keep much of their ancient lore there. Much of it is from before the Sundering. There's also teleportation circles to the Sky Cities in Katavag. You could go there, and there's much information in the Sky Cities.
I think that was our original plan anyway, so I think we need to make our way there.
Yeah.
For information or for helping Sentry, that's kind of the best option.
Yes. And also, you say this preservation magic. Can it be continually cast every 10 days?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't be able to travel with you. I can help you in this task, but I need to stay here. I have duties.
Oh, yes, don't ask that of you, of course.
Do you maybe know some people along the way in case we need it?
There's nobody I know on the way, unfortunately. Stenhill is the largest, well, apart from... There's a port town between here and Katavag, but there's not many priests there, and none that I know for sure. But maybe in Katavag there'll be other priests, but... I'm afraid I'm the closest thing around here. I tend to deal with all of the small villages and inter all of the dead.
Right, I'm going to find Nova. I think it's important that we do this next step together and get everyone's input on it.
So we're all agreed? Go to the...
But we need everybody's...
Spectre-filled. Well, I'm just saying, that's the next step.
Yes, we need to pay for the costs of what just happened.
Is there anywhere we can maybe get some healing supplies?
Well, there's a store in town, but it's limited in what it has. It may have a few healing potions. And I'll have a little healing magic, but not much.
Very low, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kind of got wiped out.
Yes, I used all of mine. In the Great Fight,
I have one.
Savona.
Okay. So,
before starting,
while you guys are all inside, what are you doing? Never.
I just ran outside, and I guess my intention was to go to the inn, but she's probably kind of, you know, just tears in her eyes, just probably wandering around aimlessly.
Okay. Wandering around aimlessly, and as you're kind of wandering, these kind of thoughts clouding in your head, you feel that presence, the emotive presence of Tiangong. And there is a curiosity. Like, you kind of get a sense that there's a questioning nature to it. You maybe get the sense of, you're not sure why it understands why you burnt the books. It's confused. It wants to help, but it doesn't know how. And you just, just feel this kind of, like, presence that is at least comforting, if nothing else. But you sense that. And as you're concentrating, you just get that faint pull of a piece. That same sensation when Tiangong was pulling you to the mountains north of Gold Throne. same kind of sensation about a day to the south. And that's where we'll end.
Cool.
Also, we have no idea what you dreamt about.
Yep.
Yeah.
He hasn't dropped that one on anybody just yet.
By the way.
Yeah. I was saying.
Oh, by the way, yeah, Callus is, it's really bad.
I was saying, we're going to need to get some relics and stuff from the place.
You need to get strong.
Get strong.
You need to get strong. You need to get to N level to reach the end game.
Yeah. And then go into the Valley of Storms. No. No, wait.
Thanks very much. We'll see you around. Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye. Goodbye.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode. Remember to check out both D&D Beyond and Displate with the links in the episode description, and head to yogscast.com/yogcon to see us live in Bristol. We'll see you on Thursday for part 2 of this episode, where we get some much needed rest in the town of Stenhill. We'll see you then.